From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. While there are bound to be some sad Miami Heat faces this morning, the San Antonio Spurs are NBA champions for the fifth time since 1999, following their third straight win over the Heat. The Spurs defeated the two-time defending champions 104-87 in Game 5 to win the 2014 NBA Finals. Heat forward LeBron James says the Spurs took over after Miami's good start to the game.
Started off very well as a team. You know, we had a great first quarter. But from that point on, you know, they were the better team. And, and that's why they're the champions in 2014.
Chris Bosh, meanwhile, called this year's version of the Spurs the best team he has ever played against. In other sports news, Palm Beach County officials are offering David Beckham a new location for his proposed soccer stadium. This is after Miami-Dade County officials rejected his proposal to build in downtown Miami. As WLRN's Julia Duba reports, Palm Beach County officials say they know it's a long shot.
Palm Beach County officials say they're trying to bend it like Beckham to make the pitch for setting up a Major League Soccer team at Florida Atlantic University. The popular phrase references Beckham's ability to kick the ball in a way that it curves around his opponents. The Palm Beach County Sports Commission will have to bend far because Beckham has said Miami is his first choice. FAU had sent inquiries to Beckham's group a few months ago, but hadn't heard back. Beckham's proposal to build at Port Miami and near the American Airlines Arena was rejected by Miami-Dade County officials last week. Beckham's group has since said they will consider other locations. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
And among the reasons the downtown Miami boat slip site was taken off the table for that proposed soccer stadium were fears that it would encroach upon the waterfront property known as Museum Park. Well, now that site next to the American Airlines Arena is open to the public. So far, the brand new park features paved walking paths and plenty of grass. There are plans to include a children's garden and space for a restaurant in the future. Mark Bachman checked out the park during its opening weekend.
It's something that Miami has needed for a long time to bring people downtown and give them something to do. We have no more green space, and to have this down here is great for families to come down and share.
Back in 1976, the area was dubbed Bicentennial Park. Now it's named for the two museums that form its borders, the Perez Art Museum and the Frost Museum of Science. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.